I started it, I believe, sometime in the spring. Mm-hmm. I'm not sure. Like earlier spring. And then I had to stop it and learn and bring up some solo repertoire for a performance I had in San Diego. And then I dropped that once I finished, and I brought the Rachmaninoff back up.
So what you're able to do, once you get something pretty much under your fingers and get the notes in your head, you can kind of mentally set it aside for a little bit.
Exactly, yeah. Mm-hmm. And I also find it helps. Like, you get a fresh look on it then when you come back to it.
So it does help to maybe just step away from it for a while.
Yeah, it's like a new beginning.
Mm-hmm. Can you think of anything, one or two things that you discovered after you finished with your performance in San Diego, something you came back and said, oh, yeah.
Yeah, I could reach a couple of the reaches. Some of them that I had to roll before. There was only like a couple that I had to, but I could reach them now.
So you got to the point where when he's talking about a roll, you literally had to roll through the whole chord.
It's like you play the notes quickly, like ba-da-da-dum. Mm-hmm. Like separated, even though it's supposed to be one big hand chord, and you had to go like separate them, mm-hmm. but play them as quickly as you can. But now I can just chord them.
Well, as I mentioned just a moment ago, you have gotten really tall. I mean, your brother's 4 inches taller. How much have you grown since the last time I saw you?
Probably 5 or 6 inches.
It makes a huge difference, doesn't it?
It does, yeah.
Has that encouraged you beyond the Rachmaninoff to tackle some music that you hadn't been able to try?
Well, for some pieces, reaching is important because they have lots of big reaches that you just can't play unless you can reach it. So in a way, yeah, getting taller and having a bigger reach, hand span, allows you to play more difficult and different pieces.